here's something we hope you really like.
You're listening to
Creating Daily.
There's something wrong with you. You know that?
Because you and I are like a mullet. Sid is the business, so he's the front part of the haircut, and then I'm the party in the back.
I think they're hilarious.
Speaks to me. It's like he's saying what I'm thinking.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Creating Daily. If you've been here before, thank you so much for coming back. Your mistake, but no, it's going to be a lot of fun. And if this is your first time checking out the show, thank you so much. And be sure, if you like the show at any point, you don't have to make this decision now, but at any point, if you like the show, if you're watching on Bullhorn or YouTube, or maybe you're listening after the live stream to the replay on your favorite podcast player, find the nearest subscribe button. And just give it a little push right there. Just push that little subscribe button. That way you get notified every time I go live, which is every Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern time. I'm here talking with other creators or bringing some value to you as a creator to empower you in your creator journey, inspire you, help you get started, all that kind of stuff. So I've got a couple of people in the chat already saying hello. Nee, always a big fan of the show, says the Billy Thorpe hat forward today. Yeah, it is a hat forward kind of day. I gotta be careful. It is a sponsor of a different project, so I can't say anything too crazy. No, actually, they probably don't care. It says stop drinking coffee, have tea with no sugar. Don't tell me what to do, all right? I can do what I want, and sugar's bad for you, Nee, okay? And then Sid says I'm only here for the food, and I wish that was true. But anyway, enough of my shenanigans. I'm excited about today's episode because I am joined with my Tuesday co-host. I just let her get settled in for a minute. She's been busy today, so I gotta let her settle in, hang out for a couple minutes before I bring her on to talk here. But it's Katie Brinkley. She's gonna be joining me today in a lot of Tuesdays. I don't know how many, but I'll just say a lot. And today we're gonna be talking about those hashtags. I don't know anything about them, so I got tons of questions. But I think they're important. Or so I've been told. There's a lot of controversy. How many? Where should I put them? Do they go in alphabetical order? You know, do they multiple words, spaces? I have no idea. But anyway, I'm going to bring Katie on, and she came in after we started. So, you know, if we have some tech issues, we'll work it out. But Katie Brinkley, how's it going? Good to see you.
I'm so happy to be here, and hopefully I don't, oh my goodness, this is what happens when I do too many things at the same time. But hi, I'm so happy to be here. I've had weird internet issues today. It's been a day and it's only Tuesday. So we've got like 3 more days left of this week to try and get things back on track.
I didn't even know what day it was. I woke up at like 4 a.m. I think. And I'm like, oh, I'm just going to get up and get a drink of water. I'm going to go back to sleep. And I just couldn't. So I just got up, started knocking out work before my 3-year-old woke up. So that's what I've been up to.
So that's actually why you have the hat on. Is exactly. Because you've been up since 4 in the morning. I saw your Instagram story.
That was bad.
With your hair, and
that was real. That was
made me laugh. So thank you for sharing.
That was right out of bed, right into the office. Just like, let me just put my headphones on and finish a project. And so that was real. So yeah. Well, I'm excited about today's conversation. But before we get into it, as always, we got a couple of little segments, and you're going to help me out with one of them. So I will go ahead and push the button.
What? It's tool time with Creating Daily.
All right, so this is our tool time segment. I have no idea what this tool is, Katie. So I'm gonna flick it down to you and let you tell us all about it.
Yeah, this is my secret sauce. I absolutely love this tool for hashtags. So if you want to get more people on your Instagram feed, if you're like, I don't understand hashtags, do they not work anymore? The answer is they do. And this is one of the tools that I use. I have a couple of them. Like I said, this is the one I use. And I love the data and the analytics that come along with it. So I'm all about what works and what doesn't. I have a business to run. I'm not an influencer. And so I need to make sure that every time I show up on social media, I'm getting the most bang for my buck. And with Flick, you can actually see what hashtags work, which ones are dead, which ones are killing your account, and when you start ranking on hashtags. So this is my go-to for all things hashtags.
All right. So there you go. If you're listening to this and you can't see the screen, go to nextstep.social/Flick. That is an affiliate link of Katie, so it's a good way to support her as a creator. So go check that out. And Sid Meadows says, I love Flick. So he's a user. And then
nice.
And then Nee is going to learn a lot today as well, because he says he thought Flick was dead. Flick isn't dead, Nee. Come on. So we'll talk more about that. But then real quick, as I always do, I want to do a little creator highlights.
No cooking necessary. No assembly required.
It's got to be funky.
All right. So this business, this what am I trying to think of? This network, this podcast network called Audio Chuck, doesn't need really any promotion, but I did want to just talk about their really cool podcast that I found called Armored. But before I tell you about that, do want to mention my friends over at Maven Coffee. This is small batch Colombian coffee, so make sure you go to mavencoffee.com and order the signature blend. Is my favorite. It's delicious. They got all kinds of crazy small batch, like micro lots. It's super, super good. One of my favorite coffees. Now, back to Armored. Armored is this podcast that I found. Now, Audio Chuck does a lot of different podcasts, a lot of crime podcasts. Their ones have Crime Junkie. I can't remember the lady's name that runs it, but her and her friend Britt do it. Super great podcast. But I came across this one, Armored, and it's awesome. It's like this 10-part series hosted by Jake Brennan, and it's really like a deep dive into all these like most notorious truck robbery cases all over the world. So I've been binge listening to this, Katie, and it is pretty dope. I don't know if you're into crime stuff. Maybe I'm just a weirdo, but I'm like,
So I had a fun fact that probably you do not know, Billy. I had a brief stint as a flight attendant. And in almost every hotel, you get the TV network, A&E. And there's this show on A&E called The First 48. And so they have it very strategically done that where you get to hear the end of one crime being solved or unsolved, and they start the next one without a commercial break. So I would binge The First 48 for like 7 straight hours on layovers.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Huge true crime fan. Going into an entirely different episode of Creating Daily, we could talk about some of the books and scary docuseries that I've for some reason watched, and hence why I don't sleep very well, because I'm afraid people are going to come in my house at night and get me.
I thought when you started that, you like set up like, you probably didn't know this, but I did a stint, and I thought you were going to say like in prison or something. I was like, oh my gosh. And I thought you were going to tell me like all these crime stories. But anyway, I mean, the flight attendant thing is also just as cool, but I was thinking you like went to prison. So I'm like, oh,
no, sorry. I'm by the book girl kind of over here.
So for anybody just joining us, we're going to jump into hashtags. And if you have any questions, if you're watching on YouTube, put a Q colon and then ask your question so I can easily find it. And then if you're listening on Bullhorn or watching on Bullhorn, actually get this nice little fancy scene set up with Katie and I, so you can drop your questions there. We can come over here and read them, all those fun things. So be sure that you ask questions. I got a bunch of questions, but I guess I'll start out with, what the heck is a hashtag, Katie? What is a hashtag?
It's that little pound sign that for us old folks, it used to be on the old telephone.
I was going to say, this one's for Sid. That question was for Sid. I know he doesn't know it, so that's why I asked.
No, I mean, like, and that's the thing with hashtags is a lot of people don't realize really how much significance they have and how you can take your business to a whole new audience when you know how to use hashtags the right way. So I think that, you know, I know we're going to dive into this, but it's a way to be found on different social media platforms, whether it's Facebook, Instagram. Definitely Instagram is the big one for hashtags, but even Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok, all of them utilize hashtags. You just need to know how to post on with them strategically so that you can be found by your ideal clients and customers.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Is it, so it's called a tag. So I guess it's tagging topics together. So if I go hashtag creating daily, I'll see if anyone in the world has posted something about, you know, hashtag creating daily, it'll be on there. Is it how that works? It's all.
Yeah. So it kind of is, think of it as a giant library. So if I wanted to go and find people who create daily, I would search that hashtag and I can find everybody that's used that hashtag. Now that's where we've run into some problems because there's like hashtag love and hashtag blessed.
Yeah.
For the love of God, please just stop using those hashtags because you will never be found in those hashtag libraries or in those hashtag hubs. It's basically just wasted characters and wasted space. So it's all about finding the right way to categorize your content so that your ideal clients and customers can find you. I think that it's really become a misunderstanding of people that you want to find those hashtags that are used the most. So like, again, I'm going to go with hashtag love. It's probably been used nearly a billion times.
Dang.
And no one's ever really going to find anything good in that hashtag. But if I wanted to find Denver social media, there might only be 600 posts in there, but I will populate in there. So if someone's looking for somebody to find in the Denver area and they want help with their social media, it's just like finding through the yellow pages. They were able to find me. So you have to have a strategy around your hashtags and know how to use them the right way, or else it's just a waste of everyone's time.
Okay. Gotcha. So that makes sense. So now are hashtags like a global thing that's ranking, or is it per platform? Does that make sense? Like, am I focused on certain hashtags on certain platforms, or is it like I hashtag, you know, my name and it's going to be across everything, discoverable on everything? How does that work?
Well, you should hashtag your name, Billy. You're a content creator. Anytime somebody wants to find all of the posts that you do. So, I mean, you do stuff other than just creating this show. Yeah. You have a bunch of great carousels. You have some really fun, reels that you've done. If somebody wanted to just get to know more about you and they wanted to learn from you, they should go into the Billy Thorpe hashtag.
Okay.
And they can see all your content.
So if I go onto Google, and I should have probably tried this. I mean, I could answer my own question by trying it, but it's more fun to ask. If I just type in like hashtag Katie Brinkley on Google, is it going to bring up all of your social profiles and all of those posts, or how does it rank like that?
No. I'm just talking about platforms specific. Okay, so gotcha. If I do hashtag Katie Brinkley on Google, hashtag Katie Brinkley on Instagram, it will populate for that specific platform. Now, surprisingly, this is a side note, non-hashtag related, but if you do Google Katie Brinkley, it's not my domain, katiebrinkley.com. It's not my business's side, Next Step Social. The first thing that populates is my LinkedIn page. And the reason behind that is because I'm consistently providing content to the LinkedIn account. So, I mean, if you don't think that spending time on social media is a waste of time, you're missing out on being found through search. Mm. And you never know who could be searching for your product or for you. So you have to make sure that you show up strategically through, you know, these different platforms. And
okay,
going back to originally with what you were saying on hashtag searches, each hashtag platform or each platform has their own hashtag library. So a hashtag strategy on Instagram is going to look very different than your hashtag strategy on LinkedIn or Facebook or TikTok.
Okay. Oh, okay. So all of those platforms are a little bit separate. Strategies are a little bit separate. So you got to be mindful of all of those things. All right. That's interesting. I thought it was just this global, like, oh, just hashtag everything and move on. So there's a couple of good questions. One good question in the chat, it says, can a hashtag be a sentence, or how many words does it need to be limited to?
Well, so I mean, like, this is the thing with niching down or niching down with your hashtags. Again, if I use hashtag social media, I'm not going to be found. But if I use hashtag social media for small business, hashtag social media business, anything where I'm adding in the additional, I guess, library of where to be found in that certain hub is going to help you. I think that if you have less than 10,000 followers, you need to be using very specific hashtags. So I'm talking like 300,000 or less times that that hashtag has been used.
Okay. So,
you know, you want to find, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me pause you right there. So where do I find that information? How do I figure out, is that that tool? Is that Flick? Like, how do I figure out how many
it
times?
It is that tool. That is that tool Flick. So I'm happy to do a screen share and walk you through it. But I mean, it's really cool because it'll say like, hey, hashtag Denver business has been used 1.3 million times. And of that 1.3 million times, the average post of someone that uses it gets 767 likes. For me, that, I mean, oh, that sounds great, but I don't have that many followers. So probably whoever uses that hashtag that ranks on it, they have a lot of followers that are already engaging with their content to help boost it into the hashtag hub and push it out more in the Instagram algorithm. So I try and search for those hashtags that are, again, 300,000 or less. So sometimes, like one time when I ranked up in the hashtag hub for a while and it really helped me with my post on Instagram, was I misspelled entrepreneur. but you know what? A lot of people misspell entrepreneur apparently. And so I did entrepreneur, social media entrepreneur, I think it was, or something where I misspelled entrepreneur. It was a longer hashtag and it helped me get ranked. I got like 16 new followers from it. So, I mean, like it worked, but I mean, that's the way you have to kind of strategically think about hashtags so that you can rank in them when you're, you know, not a mega account.
Okay, this is good information because I never even think about that. I always just think like, oh, you know, like whatever, creator, content creator, and those are probably all used like a million times, which I think even Instagram maybe shows me that, or maybe it's Facebook.
Yeah, they do.
Maybe they show.
Well, both of them do. Oh, I mean, like, okay. So if you go onto Instagram, at the very top, you know, you in the search bar, it's kind of like a Google search bar. You can search for things with like, I'm just going to stick with me, like social media strategy. You can search that and you can see how many times that hashtag has been used, and it'll give you other options for that hashtag. So it'll say like, okay, social media strategy has been used, you know, 1.8 million times. But then right underneath it, social media strategy spelled like IE, maybe it's only been used 4,000 times. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and slide on into those hashtags. So thinking about how you can maybe find the smaller areas for you to potentially get that traffic from is really important. And again, with these hashtags, the reason why I'm saying that to find the smaller ones as opposed to the bigger ones is because it's all based on the algorithm. So again, let's say you have 100,000 followers. If I had 100,000 followers and did a post, the odds are that maybe 100 of them would like the post within the first 5 minutes. That's without any hashtags at all. So already they have a leg up on me because the Instagram algorithm has said, oh, people like this post. Let's send it to more people. Mm. If they're using hashtags in there, they already have those 100 people liking it. And now the hashtag, they find their way into the hashtag hubs. And the strangers that are hanging out in the hashtag hubs will see the post and they start liking it. So us little guys that maybe, you know, like for me, I get between 50 and 150 likes and comments combined on a post for the entire life cycle of the post.
Yeah.
And I really have to make sure that I'm showing up in these smaller hashtag hubs so that if, let's say, you know, like if six people like it in the first 15 minutes, I show up in this little micro hub and then one person likes it. Boom. Now it's going to put me even higher in that hub and just kind of keep me there hanging out until another post comes in and kind of that does better and knocks me down.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. So it's like a little ranking. So like, it's almost like little, you know, patches of like their own, like little ecosystems, I guess.
Yes.
Of post within that little ecosystem or that, or like you said, a category. So just like a bucket category. So that's pretty interesting. Now, what if you and I are doing similar things? Like, is there, you know, cause I heard somebody on Clubhouse one time, like get kind of frustrated because somebody else was using a hashtag that wasn't really branded to them or their business. It was just a general hashtag. And they're like, kind of getting, I've heard this a few times from a few different creators, like, yeah, I can't believe people are using my hashtag. And then I've even done that before. Like, I've seen
crash tagging a hashtag. Yeah,
that's what it's called. Yeah, yeah. This is a name for it.
Yeah, crash tagging.
All right, let's talk about this. This is interesting. This is the contrast I'm after.
Yeah, so, well, and I mean, like, and this is where going back to the Billy Thorpe hashtag, if you were using that to curate all of your content, you were using that on every post that you did, posts that you were doing collaborations with, you always had that Billy Thorpe. And then all of a sudden, here comes Katie Brinkley using hashtag Billy Thorpe because I want to get in front of your audience.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. So, all I mean, right. Like, that's kind of what the crash tagging a hashtag is. And again, this is like those branded hashtags. So if you want to keep a specific kind of library of, let's say all of my hashtag tips that I do, every single post that is about hashtags, I title it hashtag Katie Brinkley hashtag tips. And that's how I would be able to curate my own little library, because you do get a URL. I would be able to curate my own little library of all my hashtag tips that I've done on Instagram ever. And then here comes Billy Thorpe, you know, talking about saltwater fishing. I don't want him in there.
Yeah.
What are you doing in there? You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So that's kind of like a curated way to keep people like, oh yeah, well, if you want to learn about hashtags, just, you know, hashtag Katie Brinkley hashtag, or here's the URL to it. So,
okay.
I hope that makes sense.
That's a good strategy. I think, like, cause I was curious about that too. Like, man, if I work and I get this hashtag and maybe I come up with a creative one or whatever that looks like, and I'm working hard, and then all of a sudden I see, you know, competition start popping up on my, like, can I trademark a hashtag? Like, is that a thing? Like, buzz off. Like, you can't use that. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you can. I don't know. I mean, like,
that'd be interesting.
I've never heard of anyone trademarking a hashtag. I don't know if that's legal, but I'm not a trademark law person. But I do know somebody that's great with trademark law. Well, I follow him on Instagram.
Well, I'll just bring him on here and just talk about trademarking my hashtag. Like, can you trademark it? Let's walk through. No.
I know. But honestly, you, side note, you should bring them on, because they probably would have a lot of great tips to share about being a creator and trademarking your stuff, because that's a huge problem of people, you know, saying, oh, well, it was posted on Google, so I just took it off of Google and posted it on Instagram. Well, that's not really legal, you know? So
yeah, my wife's a graphic designer. If you like mention something like, hey, I saw this on Google, can we like try to, she'll like light you on fire. She is super serious, which it's her job. It's her profession. So she should be. All right. So we've talked about, you know, kind of rankings a little bit. We talked about all these places that your hashtag is on. Looks like we got a couple of comments here. And somebody's hashtagging my name, so I appreciate that as well. So what are some do's and don'ts when you're posting? Like, I know here recently on Instagram, I've seen so much stuff about hashtags, so much stuff about, hey, you got to post 30 hashtags, you got to post 2 hashtags, you got to post 1 hashtag. Like, what does, can you tell us how many hashtags do we need to post so we can stop thinking about it?
Well, like I said, but with all these different social media platforms, there is a different strategy. So since you only asked about Instagram, I will answer that question with the best strategy for Instagram. So about it's already April. So about 6 months ago, the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, said you only need to use 3 to 5 hashtags. But here's the thing. He was saying this from the Instagram creator's account. This is where the people who are content creators that have 1 to 20 million followers, and they're the content creators, they're getting those 1,000 likes in the first 15 minutes. Yeah, they only need to use 3 to 5 hashtags. If they're using 30 hashtags, it doesn't make a difference for them, because they're being ranked at the top of their hashtag hub anyways. But for us little guys, you know, I mean, we need to optimize as many possibilities for us to be seen as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's utilizing all 30, but you have to make sure again that they make sense. So,
okay. So if I find 30 hashtags, it makes sense.
You need to have a collection of 200, but yeah.
Okay. So you think, so a running collection of 200 hashtags at all times. That's good.
Which Flick can help you with. So again, with Flick, I have over 300 hashtags based on a variety of posts that I consistently post about. And I keep them in there, and Flick continues to analyze them, see which ones are doing better than others, which ones have died. And then all I have to do is click it and say, copy 30 random hashtags from this collection, and I copy them on in. So,
okay. That's usually time saving. I'm over here like, hashtag, how do I spell entrepreneur?
Yeah.
All right. So that's a super tip. Like, keep 200 plus 300 that we always, and I love that Flick.
Based on a variety of things that you talk about.
All right. Yeah. That's a good tip.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I will take out, like, so I said, like, you know, copy 30 hashtags, but I'll probably take out five and choose five brand new hashtags for that post that I haven't used before. That is extremely relevant to what I am posting about. I think my last post was about being social on social media again. Sorry, I have a hair in my eye. Being social on social media again. And so it was a much longer hashtag, probably only been used 100 times, but it was like hashtag let's be social on social media. Mm-hmm. But it was very in alignment with what I was talking about with that post. So when you keep those running hashtags, remember Flick is remembering all these hashtags that you use. They're analyzing them. And then let's say I rank on that hashtag, it's going to suggest like, hey, maybe you should try using it again because you gained some followers. You got an awful lot of likes. It's not a ton in the hashtag hub. What do you think about using this again, Katie?
Okay. So I got one more question for you, and then we'll kind of jump. There's some chats coming in on both Bullhorn and on YouTube here, so we can jump around and answer those. But what about placement? I've heard don't put it in the description, put it in the first comment. Like, is there any relevancy to either one of those?
It doesn't make a difference.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. So,
all right.
This is the thing. I put 27 hashtags in the comments and I put 3 in the caption. And the reason behind that is, and the 3 in the caption are the ones that make the most sense to what my content is about, what I do, and who I want, like who my ideal client is on that post. So anyone that follows me, you now when you see that, you'll be like, oh, she's talking to, you know, women who podcast right now. You know, you'll understand.
Yeah.
But the reason behind it is people who use screen readers, so those who are visually impaired, they still use Instagram. And if they are reading your caption, then they get to the bottom and see all those little pound signs hanging around there. It sounds like a garbled mess. Oh, so okay. With your hashtags, I put 3 in the caption, and you want to make sure that you, when you're utilizing separate words, you capitalize each word. So social media strategist, not all lowercase, not all uppercase, because again, people who are using a screen reader, I don't even know how I would try and say social media strategist as one word. But that's what Siri and these other, you know, screen readers are doing, is they're trying to read your hashtags as one long word. So make sure that you put the 3 most important hashtags in the caption and you do capitalize each word, and think of it that way, of what the post is about, what it is that you do, and who the post is for. And then you can throw everything else out into the comments. You don't need to worry about capitalization unless you really want to. But that's just, yeah, the caption is the best spot to really make sure that you are checking all the boxes for those who could be visually impaired seeing your content.
And this is great, Kate. This is huge because, well, one, I'm like hashtag illiterate or whatever. Like, I just don't know anything about it. So this is awesome. Like, I'm just taking a whole page of notes on a coffee, a coffee spill.
What you should do is follow me on social media.
Right? Yeah. Why am I taking notes? Follow you. I mean, and it's funny because, you know, and I think this is the thing with social media. Like, I do follow you on social media. I do check out your posts. I do, read your stuff. But sometimes I don't put all the pieces together like you have for us today. Like, you know, because you're doing this all the time. You're putting out so much content. And I only see so much because of algorithms and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So very, very good information. I'm like blown away. I'm like over here now. Okay, so let me ask you one more question. I keep lying. I keep saying one more
I
question.
I bet you're patting yourself on the back like, man, it was such a good idea for me to bring Katie on to talk about hashtags.
Yeah,
I'm like, brilliant.
You don't listen, everybody. You can start a creative project. You don't have to be the smartest person. You just got to know really smart people and you bring them on and ask them a bunch of questions. Okay, so can I go back on older posts and correct hashtags or am I already finished once I do it once? Once I post?
It's done. If you want to just categorize them, then you can. Like if you're trying to create your Billy Thorpe creating daily hashtag library, content library, you can go back in and do that. And that's fine. But you are not going to find any ranking happen at that point.
Okay. Gotcha. So do the upfront work.
You have 10 minutes. That's another thing. Like you can't go in and be changing out hashtags or like, oh, I forgot to add hashtags today. And then add them the next day. It's done. So you have 10 minutes to get those hashtags in there from the time that you post.
Okay. Wow. 10 minutes. Wow. That's crazy. All right. I'm just taking a bunch of notes here. All right. So let's jump over into some comments here. We'll jump over to Bullhorn. We haven't been over there. I see a familiar face over there. I see Jane. Oh, here we go. I'm going to change all the sizes. Let me go to the right screen here. All right. Let me get over here.
James is here.
So James is saying, what's up, Katie? Loving Bullhorn. And he says, no one else uses ATP Sports Network. Not until today, James. I'm going to hashtag that one on here.
You're going to do some crash tagging.
He says something about football. He's like addicted. And then it says, how important can it be to stay around after your post or after you post? I don't know if he's talking about like engagement or.
He is. And that's that. Maybe that's our next topic, Billy,
that's
on,
good.
On
that's
doing
a good one.
The right engagement strategies. But I mean, this is the thing. There's a lot of influencers, content creators, like that's their job is just, I mean, Billy, more power to you on being a daily content creator. It is a lot of work. It's a full-time job. And, I have a business to run. So like social media for me is that awareness factor. I want people to be aware of who I am, learn from me, and hopefully they decide to do business with me. That is my purpose for social media. So I don't have all day to be spending on social media. Like I saw a post, I think it was this morning or maybe it was yesterday. Like I said already, today's been a day. But it said, if you're looking to go from 0 to 1,000 followers, what you need to do is post six times a week and engage for 60 minutes every day. And I'm like,
what?
But who has time for that? You know, and I mean, like, if you do, then more power to you. You probably will grow. But if you have a business to run, you can be successful with your social media with as little as 1 hour a week. And it's when you know how to do these things the right way. When you have a collection of hashtags that you can just copy and paste, well, not copy and paste, but, you know, bring on in. When you have, you know, that strategy of this is what I'm going to post every Tuesday, and this is how I show up on LinkedIn on Wednesdays. I mean, when you know what you're going to be posting, you can get in and be effective and do your engagement as part of it. And it doesn't take you all day. So I think that you can be successful with social media with as little as 10 minutes after posting. So I have an entire strategy. Maybe we should do this for our next episode together about engagement.
Yeah, I got it written down. Next episode with Katie, it's going to be that because, you know, I think it is a huge way. And it's like you're talking about, it's like this whole, and this is what, and here's what I tell people, especially with podcast discoverability, is do what you can, do what you love the most, because whatever you love the most, is you're going to focus on it and you're going to grow it. Either figure out a software or a person or someone, you know, some outsource it to something, a software or a human or whatever for the stuff that you're not good at or you feel not confident in, and then just like double down on what you're really good at. And so, however, I am a big believer in learning it. So part of my, you know, passion after listening to this is like, okay, I want to be more mindful of hashtags because I'm literally just throwing them up in the moment that I'm just thinking of stuff off the top of my head and hope it works. Like I have no strategy. And it probably if you did an audit on my Instagram account, you're probably like, yeah, dude, like this is terrible. You know? So I'm going to check out.
I'm not going to lie. I have looked at your hashtags and I've wondered. I'm like, oh,
this poor.
He's missing so many opportunities.
I know. I'm like, a, yeah, like I'm at a hashtag deficit. I have no idea when I'm like trying to create.
Well, but I mean, like, and so there, like I said, there's a number of tools out there. Flick is my favorite because I like seeing the data. There's another one that I really like. It's called Hashtag Slayer. And that one's a great tool as well. I just, the amount of data that I get from Flick, I get weekly emails and, all how many people clicked on my website from a post. Yeah. I mean, wow. Like, I just get a lot of data, and with my job, the more data I have, the better. Not everyone's going to need that much data. So if you don't, Hashtag Slayer is another tool. It's very affordable. And I do have a discount code for that one too.
Okay, we'll have to put that in the show notes for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, Hashtag Slayer. I'm just writing, I don't know why I'm writing this all down because I'm going to listen to this episode again, but whatever. Okay, so we have another question here from Nee. He says, how do you create a catchy hashtag? Or does it need to be catchy?
You know, the biggest thing is thinking about what your content is about and who the content is for. So like I was saying before, I use the hashtag Denver Real Estate and Denver Realtor a lot. Probably doesn't make a ton of sense for people, but my group coaching program, everyone that's ever signed up to do group coaching with me is a brokerage. So I train their entire team. Wow. So I want to be in front of them so that they hopefully bring me in to do a group training with them. So it's not all my entire hashtag collection isn't about real estate or buying a house in Denver or the Denver housing market, but I know that Denver Realtor, Denver Real Estate, that's where my ideal clients are hanging out. So having a good client avatar of who you want to be seen, your post to be seen by, is essential. And you can find all these with some of these different tools, or if you don't want to sign up for any tools, you can just hang out in the good old Instagram search bar and, like what Billy's doing here, take some good old handwritten notes and upload them, into your iPhone notes section so you can just copy them. I think using the copy and paste strategy is good, but you do have to make sure that they're not always in the same order, because Instagram doesn't like that. So that's where, again, having that hashtag randomizer that Flick gives you is great, because even if you're using, if you have a collection of 45 and you're reusing 30 of those, they're always going to be in a different order. So it will help you in the algorithm.
All right. This is great information. That's another great one. And then Sid here in the comments says hashtag stupid. Sid, a couple little critiques for you from what I've learned. You got to capitalize the H and the S. So there you go.
For screen readers.
Yeah, there you go. For all them screen readers out there, Sid, if you're gonna hashtag, bro, you gotta do it the right way, okay? No more messing around. And I think we have another one over here from James over on Bullhorn, where it says, if you have a sponsor for your business, is it smart to use their hashtags? That's a very good question.
It is a really good question. And this is something that I would talk, Billy, you are the sponsor king over here, but I think that's probably something that you would want to discuss with your sponsor that's coming on board. Like, do you guys want to have a shared branded hashtag that you both can use? Do you want to have a hash? Like, they might have a branded hashtag. Like, maybe you get Nike to sign up and you can do like hashtag just do it Nike, or whatever their hashtag is that they're using for that month. You can implement it in there. So, that's probably a discussion, that I would talk about with the sponsorship deal.
Yeah. Well, what you think. And I know a couple of sponsors I've worked with, they actually have a hashtag for brand deals, because that's the way they track it. That's the way they kind of keep up with it and say, okay, we know you posted where you're supposed to, when you're supposed to, all that kind of stuff. So they may actually, like you said, Katie, have something built in. I've never really asked that question, but if they have it, they always tell me about it and say, hey, can you tag us or hashtag this or whatever in the brand deal? Sid says, he did a hashtag. At least he's paying attention. Well, Sid, you are paying attention. I'm very proud of you for taking my critique to heart and correcting your mistakes. Now, all those people that are, have those readers, well, thank you. What is Nee saying? Thanks, Sid. I just hashtagged Billy and IG. You guys are still in my hashtag.
We have a lot of trolls here today, Billy, man.
That's all we do. We attract trolls here. So, well, Katie, is there anything else about hashtags that we really haven't talked about? I mean, you gave us a ton of action tips, some do's, some don'ts. Is there anything we left out that you can think of?
We talked a lot about Instagram. The biggest thing I'd like you guys to take away from this is an Instagram hashtag strategy is not the same hashtag strategy that you should have on Facebook and LinkedIn. LinkedIn, 3 to 4 hashtags that, you know, again, are in the caption. You're going to want to make sure that they're capitalized. Facebook, I say like 4 to 8 hashtags, again, capitalization for different words. And then TikTok, you know, they have such a small amount of characters available for each post. Most of the time, it's only like 3 hashtags. So you really have to make sure that you know who your hashtag is for. So hashtags, they're a great way to be found when you use them the right way and when you have a strategy behind it. And it might kind of seem a little overwhelming to think of 200 hashtags. But again, sitting down, getting those collections together, you're only going to really need to do it once. And then if you're using tools like Flick, they give you suggested hashtags based on posts that you kind of hung around in the similar content hub with. So you can go in and add more, you can remove them if something dies. So I think there's tools out there that can really help you level up your hashtag game.
All right. Awesome. And I think we got another, let's see, one more question here from Sid. I'm trying to track 2 different chat boxes here. He says, do you think Flick will start tracking reels?
I sure hope so. I think, you know, it's the Instagram's API. That's the reason why you still can't schedule reels. We'll get there someday. Right now, you can't schedule reels, which is annoying. And I think once we're able to do that, a lot of the API will open up on the gram so that we can schedule, start getting more insights and analytics. I mean, if you think about it, a year ago is when we just started getting any insights with reels. I remember we were posting reels. We're like, I don't know. I hope it's doing good. I can't see anything on it. So, but now we can actually see how many plays is being given on Instagram, how many plays is being given on Facebook. So they're getting there. It's a new tool. And hopefully within the next 6 months, we'll be able to schedule reels and we'll be able to see how our hashtags are doing with Flick.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, is there anything, and I don't know if you guys play in the YouTube space that much at all. I know YouTube, you can now do, and I don't know when this started. Maybe I'm like real late, but I just found out about it and rewent like hashtag all, like it'll show 3 hashtags in the video, like right under the title. But I just put 3 because that's all it shows up. I'm like, I'm not going to fill this thing full of hashtags if it only shows 3. But do you know anything about that, their stuff?
I am not a YouTube strategist. Sorry.
Somebody find me a YouTube strategist, please.
I know. YouTube, Pinterest, Reddit, those are not my, I mean, there's so many platforms out there. I can only focus in on learning this best stuff for a limited amount, but
I know, yeah, right?
I don't know.
It's, yeah. Well, I was just curious if you had any, you know, idea over there, but I get it. I mean, you have a hard job keeping up with all the new things, and there's probably 5 new platforms that dropped today while we're on this phone call or on this live stream. So
I know,
try to keep up.
I mean,
all
like
that
between
stuff.
Social media channels and social audio channels and best practices and new features. I mean, like in the month of March, Instagram launched 18 new features. So what? I mean, like it's
wow.
It's a lot to keep up with.
Wow. I didn't even know about that. I mean, that's a whole episode. Like, what new features did Instagram launch? Like, that is crazy.
And by the time we finished recording it, Billy, that would be dated. And, you know.
That's too much fun. Well, Katie, this has been super fun. I'm looking forward to Tuesdays or the Tuesdays that you can make it to be on the show. I think it'll be a lot of fun to kind of dive into, you know, a lot of this stuff. And yeah, don't expect me to bring any value to the social media world because I'm really terrible at it. Like people are always like,
oh man, I don't know about that.
Your social media stuff is cool. It's good. And I'm like, one, I'm like so inconsistent. It's not even funny. And then I'll just like go in splurts of like posting and not posting, which I know is terrible, but maybe we can just take my Instagram.
biggest ninja tip is not hashtags. It's not location tags. It's not reels. It's consistency. That is the best strategy for social media. Show up consistent, not constant, consistent. And that is what's going to help you grow the right following.
That's good. That's with everything. I see that in podcast world. I see that in live streaming. I mean, it's just showing up and doing the work. And so it's been awesome. Well, Katie, I really appreciate it. Let people know how they can get in touch with you. I don't know if you have any openings, if people say, hey, I want to, a consult or whatever, but feel free to take a couple minutes and let people know how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, well, I'm so excited to be co-hosting on Tuesdays with you, Billy. And we got to thank the good old Clubhouse for bringing us together here. And I do host weekly rooms on Clubhouse every Wednesday. So be sure to follow me over there. I am on social media. So I spend time on Instagram, LinkedIn. Those are my two main platforms. And you can find me on Instagram at I am Katie Brinkley. And currently I am not taking any new coaching clients or done for you clients. I do take a little bit of a break for the summer to spend time with my family, but, if you're interested in how we can work together, I do have a free guide. It's 26 pages long on how you can start selling in the DM. So be sure to check that out. And I am doing a number of speaking events. So you can continue learning from me for free by attending some of these events.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm excited to have you on as a co-host on Tuesday. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And so I will let you go, Katie. I appreciate it. I'm going to close this show out and get this thing rocking and rolling and get on with my day. Maybe even an afternoon nap after being up for so long. I'm over here just fading, about to start drooling on my Rodecaster Pro. So maybe another cup of coffee. I don't know. We'll see. But thank you so much and have a great day and have a great rest of your week as well.
Bye.
All right, everyone, that is it. If you didn't get any value from that, then you weren't listening, you weren't paying attention, or you weren't taking really good notes like me. And if you want those notes, let me know. I can maybe email them to you. Maybe I'll be a digital kind of person and email those over. But I really appreciate everyone jumping on. Once again, if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button or the follow button if you're listening on a podcast player or if you're watching on Bullhorn or YouTube. Be sure to subscribe and follow. And then also tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern time, I'm going to be joined by my friend Jason Hill, and we're going to dive into how you can get paid by just getting on the phone, like literally using the app that he developed called Owl. You can get on there. You can take your expertise and have short conversations or long conversations and get paid for every minute that you spend on the phone. I don't know about you, but I spend a lot of time on the phone, giving away a lot of advice, and then sometimes I get off the phone like 30 minutes later, 45 minutes later, what was supposed to be a 15-minute call, and I'm going, oh, man, I just spent a lot of time. And then sometimes those people even call me back and go, hey, man, that was such great advice. I made a couple grand, and I'm going, okay, cool, but I didn't make any money, and I gave you the great advice. So not that I'm greedy, but I got a family to feed, and I'm sure you do too, as well. So go check that out tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to be live, bring any of your questions. I'm going to have the app. I'm going to have it hooked in. Maybe I'm going to do a little bit of a demo as well and show you around the app. So be sure to come back for another episode of Creating Daily. And until then, go hit the record button, go create something great, go inspire the world and get your message out there. That's why we do this show, to inspire you to go out and hit the record button. Don't be a consumer, be a producer. Or not just a consumer of Creating Daily, but then go produce. All right, anyway, I'm going to shut up now. We'll see you tomorrow at 2 p.m.